Yebo.
Thoka komuhle Zimbabwe muhle.
Kudibana kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo ngingumike Hobe. Namhla kuhlelo sihlaziya udaba lokumemetheka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Sixoxa losakhulayo ophila kule Canada lapho okulabantu abedlula 120,000 abasebebanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane. Uhlelo silo Justin Moyo.
Justin, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Unjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Unjani wena?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Kunjani lapho eCanada? Especially ngalapha se-COVID.
Hayi, lapha hayi, izinto sezikhazukubuyela kunormal nje. Sokuqalisa ukukhanya ukuthi liyakuphi. For a while besihleli endlini singasebenzi. So okwamanje sebantu sebeqalile ukuya emsebenzini, izinto sezikhazukuba normal.
Uthintile udaba lomsebenzi, awutshela izulu ukuthi lapho eCanada uwenza umsebenzi onjani?
Mina ukubuya kwami eCanada lana ngaza nge-hospitality internship, so ngathi ngifika lana ngasebenza kuma, ngathi ithuba lokuthi ngisebenze kuma-hotel, so ngizisave kuma-hotel, so ikho engikwenzayo kwamanje. But as time goes on, I'm hoping ukuthi ngitshintshe like good life in Japan, cause like angisazibali lakho engikwenza, sengikwenza nje ukuthi ngingatheni, but I will save for ukukwenza.
Khangela usuku lolu lwe-COVID, eningi labantu sebelahlekelwe ngumsebenzi. E-Canada imisebenzi isakhona na?
Abantu abaningi balahlekelwe ngumsebenzi, but as you know, you have to plan for the future, which futures that will change. When things start to get back to normal, obviously life is going to change. Or you stick to what we have, you stick to what you're doing. When you're going to change, you're going to be unemployed.
Umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka ngendlela yokwethuthela abantu abaningi, ikakhulukazi lapha kwele Melika.
This side is in Tokyo compared to the United States. Umkhuhlane lo wathi ungena bade bawuthatha serious ukuthi bevale zonke izinto. Sahlala singayi emsebenzini for 4 months, 4.5 months, abantu bevele bengaphumi phandle. So bathi sebevulile, bathi bevula bavula ngama-stages, bavula kancane kancane, benzele ukubona ukuthi bengavula lokhu umkhuhlane ama-numbers azoyihla yini, because babe sithi ama-numbers ume ekhwela esiya phezulu, bazobuyela futhi ukuhlala down, but ama-numbers azange ekhuphuke. Wonke umuntu wayekufanele ukuthi naye hamba phandle, kumele uhambe ugqoke imaski, kumele uyenze i-social distancing. Wawuthi uma ungena ezindaweni eziningi vele uyathula kulabo sani, kuyabe kulo muntu okumele phandle ehle kunikeza i-sanitizer, kunikeza imaski uma ungena. Even bathi sebevulile izindawo eziningi, kwakumele ungene nemask usanitize, make sure ukuthi abantu kanjani, abantu abasondelana.
Justin, sesikhangela-ke okwenzakalayo eZimbabwe, siyabona abantu bakhanya bayakhala ngale ndaba ye-COVID. Njengosakhulayo oseCanada, lapho umkhuhlane lo ukhanya usungcono, ulawini amazwi okunikeza abontaba?
Yibo kumele ukuthi belandele ama-rules o-social distancing, naloko ukuthi bathi bageze izandla zabo. Ama-rules nalayo bawazi ukuthi benjani, kumele bayalandela. Yibo kubani ukuthi kumele ukuthi sifundise abanye abantu isizwe ukuthi ukuvikela kumkhuhlane lo we-corona. Abantu begqoke amamaski, abantu begeza izandla, siqhubeke imfundiso nale ebantwini abadala, siqhubeke imfundiso nale ebantwini bethu abasemakhaya, bezame ukuthi be-spread i-message yokuthi i-corona le iyabulala.
Sithanda ukubonga uJustin Moyo ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Kwane loko lamhla sohlangana ngolwesibili uhlelo lwabatsha, uhlelo T-Connection 8 to 9 p.m. lapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Olevanelisayo ngenjabulo, igama lami nguMike Hove. Mthokozo omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle. Bye-bye.